what do you call it when a hen is on top of, she's on her nest on top of the egg? You say the hen is doing what?
She's fed.
Okay. What do you call the kind of places where chickens live? The little houses where they live.
It's called a breeder house.
Okay. Are there any other terms that you know?
I tell them call it a hen house, you know. Have a hen house, you know.
What does this hen house look like? Would you describe it?
You build it up so like a hen house, here and cook, you know. You don't walk all the side of it around, you know. It stay open, you know. Or the wind blow through there and on, there's going to be no odor around there, you know.
Could you tell me what you know about, have you ever heard the term wishbone?
Wishbone.
Wishbone. What is a wishbone?
I couldn't tell you, ma'am. You got me right there. I don't know what that could be.
Have you ever heard of the part of the chicken that children sometimes pull apart to make a wish on?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Would you explain that to me?
Now, some of them call it a pull bone.
They do.
And first of all, wishbone, oh, yeah. You see the old forked bone out there, one goes one side, the other, you know. Put it in break, you know, one gets the short piece.
What happens if he gets the short piece?
Yeah. I think, you know, I don't eat no chicken at all.
You don't?
No, ma'am. I just seen other people eat them. I don't eat no chicken. I either eat, drink no milk, drink no coffee.
What happens when back to the wishbone moment, what happens when somebody gets the short end of the wishbone?
I don't know what happens. I know no food, nothing like that, and no pig, nothing like that, no tank. I don't explain nothing about it. I just seen them till cold the chicken breast, and they got the wishbone out of there, they meat on it, you know. And some of them say, take that piece and lay it up over the door. I can't say nothing about that, because I know this pig, nothing like that, no tank.
Okay. What do you call the insides of an animal, that of a pig, cow, or calf, that people eat?
They call it its chitter.
Okay. Could you give me some more calls here, just some short ones? Would you make for me the call that you'd make to a cow's to get them in from the pasture?
It's called soup cow.
Well, how would you call, say the cows were out of pasture and you were out there trying to bring them in, what kind of a sound would you make to get those cows
say,
in?
Quarter, quarter, quarter. And they'd come, you know, and call another way.
What do you say to them to make them stand still at milking time?
Tell them so.
Okay. What kind of calls would you make to a calf?
To wait.
To a calf, a small cow, little cow, baby cow. Is there any particular call that you'd make to a calf to come in from the pasture?
Call the calf.
No, I mean.
These are yelling.
Okay.
You can call the yelling, something like that.
Well, what would you call to? How would you call to this calf to get it to come in from the pasture?
You call it sick head, something like that. You know?
Is that what you say to the
cat? Yes, right. That's what you say.
Okay.
As you get it trained that way, and you don't care what food it over here, you call it that way, it'll come to you.
Okay.
And it'll blade all along coming to you, let you know it's coming.
Okay. What kind of call would you make to mules or horses to make them turn left or right in plowing?
And you want to turn to the right, you say G. You want to turn to the left, you say haw.